Welcome to the December podcast of Journeys with Jesus with Jill Morricone. Jill shares intimate, personal, and heart-tugging vignettes of her daily walks with Jesus. This episode is entitled, The Greatest Gift.
What could I say? After all, this had all been settled. We had made our choice, or rather, it was made for us, and we had chosen to accept, chosen to surrender. Chosen to stand with hands open, releasing our dreams and plans while eagerly anticipating what God had in store. Years ago, the doctor's verdict of infertility had rocked our world, but that was long past. The tears we cried, the whispered prayers, the pain, that was all gone. Every day, Greg and I had chosen to walk in acceptance of whatever the future held. That acceptance had brought peace and joy. Time passed, and we were thankful for each day, excited about walking with God, about the possibilities of ministry, and the joy of service. Then one day at 3BN's camp meeting, my world changed. I met two of the sweetest little girls. Blonde hair, cute smiles. Somehow, we connected. I visited with their mom, and we exchanged phone numbers. Throughout the year, they would text, pictures of their animals or what they were involved in, simple things, heart-tugging. I was good for a while. After all, they were just two little girls who had somehow reached out, precious but at a distance. Then, unexpectedly, everything changed. They had come for another camp meeting, and I was saying goodbye. As I reached out to hug Sarah, someone spoke. Hey, Jill, are those your kids? I looked up into an older woman's face. A camp meeting attendee I didn't know. She smiled. They look just like you. Amazing. Are they yours? I couldn't answer. God, I thought we were through this already. How could the pain come back again? What do I say? I cleared my throat while shaking my head. No, they're not mine. But I wish they were. I needed to go somewhere, anywhere, just to get away before she saw me cry. The woman walked on, her idle curiosity met. Tears spilled over as I looked at Sarah's mom. What would she think? As my eyes met hers, I paused. Unshed tears stood in her eyes, too. She spoke, and at that moment, I received the gift. I didn't deserve it. I hadn't earned it. Wasn't worthy. But still it was offered, freely given. It's okay, Jill. You can say they're yours. You are, after all, their adopted mom. I reached out and hugged her tightly. Really? I can be a mom, God? On that day, I received a title I never thought I'd have. The rightful owner gave it to me. Unmerited. Unearned. Longed for, but unasked. I wonder about our Father in heaven and the title he freely offers, Child of the King, forgiven, accepted, beloved. That is the greatest gift of all.
Journeys with Jesus is a regular podcast written and narrated by Jill Morricone. She shares thought-provoking and inspirational stories of her walks with Jesus. If you've been blessed or inspired by Jill's words, I invite you to subscribe to her podcast. You can do that by going to araudio.org or wherever you get your podcast. Jill is a regular feature in the Adventist Review magazine, both online and in printed form. If you're interested in other inspirational articles she and others write, visit our website at adventistreview.org. Also, you can join us on social media at Adventist Review. Until next time, keep your eyes focused on Jesus.